Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for the power, performance, and reliability of a new SuperStart battery. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, waiting patiently. Not that he had anything else to do but drive all over the country. It is Mother Trucker George. What's up, George?
Hey, Johnny B. How you doing?
How you
tonight?
Doing? Good, man. How
I'm
are you?
Right. I'm pretty good. How are you doing? Big Willie C in the house?
Yo,
Big Willie K?
All right. Okay, yes. Thank you, George. I'm doing great. Good to hear from you. How are you, brother?
I'm all right. I know you guys didn't mention it, but I wanted to say this before the day was over. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, man, I avoided it all day long. Somebody got me.
Somebody got you.
Well, I know you're a nerd. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a nerd. We're all nerds. You know, like
George
Mo was saying earlier, who likes Star Trek?
George, can I ask you what your favorite Star Wars character is?
Luke Skywalker.
Why?
Well, because he was young and he didn't really know what he was doing.
You're like young,
and,
tight.
You know, he grew up.
Hell yeah.
Men. Yeah. Mm. Go on.
What's that?
You nothing? Like young, tight, white men? Go on.
Yeah, with the blonde hair.
Blue-wise.
And he went to a cave with an older guy. And then, you know, he got his father's sword when he was in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All I heard was older guy, cave, and sword. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens. He went in the cave with the older guy.
Yeah.
He got his father's sword. And then, you know, the old man.
Yeah.
He scared away those little guys. You know what I mean? And then he got this young boy to sell his car and go off on this adventure with him. You know what I mean?
Get on an adventure with daddy.
Uh-huh. And then,
that's right.
Just at the peak of the adventure, the old man just left him.
Uh-huh. And what did he say? He said, use the force, young man. And he's like, what's the force? He goes, you'll find out. Come on now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got you.
How many young, blonde, blue-eyed men have you left on the side of the road as you just pulled away in your truck? I'm carrying cheese. Goodbye. And then you just pull away. Pull away.
Solid question.
I've done so many of them, I can't keep counting anymore. It's like raindrops. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you're saying, baby.
They stick out their thumb.
And
then I just blow them a kiss.
Oh, that's right. That wasn't a thumb, George. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
I mean, it could be a thumb. You blow them a kiss or you wink at them.
Okay.
And it makes them the ones that guess. You know, because you never know nowadays. Because I'm going to tell you a secret. Never give a truck driver the middle finger. Because like myself, I have nothing else better to do. So like when we get to the truck stop, we keep score of that. So like, yeah, I got 4 fingers. Or yeah, I got 7 fingers. So then the next day, we got to top it. So everybody out there is giving truck drivers the middle finger.
What?
We don't care.
Nothing wait. Hold on. What? What did you say?
Well, you know, you drive a truck, and then a car can't get by you, and they get all mad, and then they give you the finger.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't upset me because, you know, I can only drive so fast. You're in a car. You can go 100 miles an hour, so what are you doing there?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So now when they get upset and they give me the finger, you know, when we get to the truck stop, we all got the scoreboard, and we count how many guys gave us the finger.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then you kill them.
The truck driver's plate. What's that?
You don't write down the license plate and go on a hunting mission to kill them?
Murder them?
No, you don't have to go kill them, because, you know,
it's no fun.
They have nothing else better to do but, you know, try to upset you. So that's the whole object of the game, to count how many times guys give you the finger. I mean, you could have women too, you know.
Sure.
Most women don't give you the finger.
Okay. Yeah. I can't tell if you're timid or if you were just like hiding your murders, because I feel like truck drivers are just destined to murder. I mean, how many truck drivers do you know have confessed a murder to you? Hell yeah.
Boy, there's a whole thing about truck driving and murders because, like, yeah, you have a lot of time on your hands. And, like, you can get away with a lot of murders because I found that the best way to get away with a murder is to go to a funeral.
You eat them. Yeah. Oh.
George, hold on a second. I got to cut everybody off here. George, has anybody confessed a murder to you? You don't have to give names, but just a truck driver went, yeah, there was a person that was hitchhiking, and I just killed him and then dumped him on the side of the road. And then I had 3,000 miles to go, so I just kept driving, and I never got caught. Anything like that?
No, nobody has ever came out.
You hesitated.
You know, because it's all like truck drivers make up these stories and you don't know if they're telling the truth or not. And then it's kind of like, where were you at? Were you in Florida or were you in Ohio? So you don't really know if they're telling the truth or maybe some other truck driver did it.
And maybe just slid in maybe they just slid in a confessional like a normal truck driver talks, like, I hear old mother trucker George has come down the line, breaker there, big buddy. This is Fat Wally. Fat Wally, we're coming around of bed. I just saw Smokey about four ticks back. Watch out there, mother trucker George. Kill a lady in Wyoming. What was that? I said, Smokey about three ticks back right now. Watch out, he's behind a tree right there. I killed that bitch.
It sounds like Ask the Dom. If Dom's if Dom gets disbarred, he's just going to go on a killing rampage, drive a truck, and just go on a killing rampage across the country.
Oh, hey, guys, it's me, Dom.
Well,
breaking the law.
I'll be on with Big Mike on Tuesday.
Me and Pumpkins are on I-10 right now. I just killed a bitch.
God damn.
Oh, well, eastbound and down. Okay, sorry.
Well, I was saying, like, the best way to get rid of a body is to go to a cemetery. And after they have a funeral, you throw the body in there. Who's going to dig up a body that was just buried? You see what I'm saying?
That's a good point. Yeah,
they're going to be like, what? Well, look, there's already a dead body in there, and it's already fresh dug up dirt. They're not going to go exhume old man Jenkins and find some other body there. Of course there's a body there. It's a funeral.
Honestly, that's a great idea.
The cops aren't going to go looking for that. You know what I mean? Everybody's standing around.
Mother Trucker George, as your 18-wheel colleague and your attorney, I'm gonna have to say, please use the word alleged when you say things like that. We're stopping by a Jack in the Box getting a burger.
And another thing is, you know, I drive a reefer, so I'm a refrigerated trailer, and you can put a body back there. Jesus. And it could just stay there for a long time because it's in the refrigerator. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you have a body in Florida and then you drive to Wisconsin and you drop the body in Wisconsin, nobody's going to look for this body in Wisconsin that was from Florida or vice versa.
George, what was your favorite kill that you've had along your journey here across the United States many times over? What was your favorite one that you got, that you bagged?
Well, my favorite one would probably be poison, you know, because you take some poison and you don't really realize it, and then you're long gone by the time it happens.
Was this a stripper named Poison? What are you talking about?
No, you just give somebody poison and then, you know, because they're like, oh, I'm hungry. Here you go, eat this. And then you leave and, you know.
So you're saying you don't even know their names when you poison them. You just give them poison, you know, put them in the back of the truck, refrigerate them, take them across. When you see a cemetery, a fresh plot, you just throw them on top of whoever was there